starting on Kuf Gimel, Amud Aleph at the two dots. We're just backing up a little bit from where the Vav left us in the middle of a Braisa. So we're going to start from the beginning of the Braisa again, and with the question of the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Yehuda Mitzino. The Mishnah brought down a Chiddush of Rebbe Yehuda. The Rebbe Yehuda said that we find that if you're writing a long name like Shimon, and you wrote a Shem Katan in the middle of it, Shem Mishimon, or Shem Mishmul, or Noach Menachor, or any of these things, you're going to be Chayev. And Rashi in the Mishnah mentioned that even though that he didn't finish the Malacha that he's Mekavein, this is the Chiddush over here, that he was planning on doing a full word, even though he didn't finish the whole word, he's going to be Chayev over here. So we make the diuk on Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rebbe Yehuda, shtei otiot v'hem shnei shemot. If we looked at the Mishnah of Rebbe Yehuda, he said like Noach Menachor or Shem Mishimon. These were two different letters. So Rebbe Yehuda, shtei otiot v'hem shnei shemot. That according to Rebbe Yehuda, it has to be two letters that are shnei shemot, two different letters, a shin and a mem, but an aleph and an aleph, we'll keep with the a tough and a tough, or a chet with a chet. No. So Eilu Rebbe Yehuda Shtei Otiot V'Hem Shnei Shemot Hu D'Mechayev. That's when you're going to be Chayev. They have to be two different letters. But Shtei Otiot V'Hem Shem Echad. But if it's two letters and they're the same letter, Shem Echad means it's the same letter, Lo Mechayev. That's the proper deal to make from Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah. And that's going to be a problem. The Hatanya. We're going to have a price. Now this price is quite long. And the main point of it is going to be one point of it. We're going to bring down Rebbe Yehuda. We're going to bring down four shitas in this braita. It goes down about 20 lines into Amud Beit, this whole braita. And the Gemara after is going to have a few questions going back and forth within the braita. But the main thing we see over here, from our Mishnah, we see that Rebbe Yehuda says it has to be two different letters in order to be Mechayev. But if it's the same letter twice, you won't be Mechayev. The Hatanya, we have a Braisa. Now this Braisa is going in the on the chiyuv of bring up a Chatan. Let's just see the Pasuk inside. It's in Vayikra Dalet. It's the Pasuk of a Chatan. The Bel B'nai Yisrael Emor Nefesh Ki Techeta B'Shkaga Mikom Mitzvah Hashem Asher Lo Ta'asena V'yaseh Me'achad Mehena. Someone who does an Aveira and he did something he shouldn't have done. And the end of the pasuk finishes off and says, "V'yasa me'achat mehena," and he does from one from these, from one of the averas. Now, the mafoshim bring down, it could just say "asa achat." He did one of these. Why does it have to say "asa me'achat"? The mem over here. So this is the subject of the price that we're having. This price is going to have quite a few opinions on it. It says "v'hatanya." Vaisa brings down the Asa Achat. Now when we read the Pasuk inside, it said Asa Me'achat. Since you could read it either with the Mem or without the Mem, that means we have to understand the bringing up of doing an Isser in both contexts. Meaning, the Gemara is going to learn both of them and they're going to complement each other. The Pasuk says Me'achat, but the Gemara starts off the Asa Achat. He did one of these. He did an Avera. Okay? The Asa Achat. Yachal, you might have thought, Achik Tov Kol Hashem. Since if you do one of the verses without the mem, you might think only if you write the whole name. Meaning, well, let's deal with Shmuel. Only if you write Shmuel, not the Shin Mem from Shmuel, but the whole letter Shmuel. Fiachira Kol Beged. If you read the word Achad and not Me'achad, you might think that when are you going to be over in Shabbos when you weave the whole Beged? Not just a portion of the Beged, but the whole thing. If you do the whole malach of nafa, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk really says me'achat, that if you do me' from that one, from that one means even a portion of it. So if you do a portion of a malacha, you'll be over a chatat. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. But if it said me'achat and you cannot read it achat, me'achat yachal, you might also think you might make a mistake. Meaning reading me'achad and not have the drasha that you could read achad. You might have thought of fil lo katav elo et achad. Even if you write one small portion of the whole thing, even if you do a small portion of the malacha, for example, you wrote one letter which has no intrinsic meaning by itself, fil lo yaragel achut achad, or you did one weaving of one chut. Filosa ella baitachad benafa. Or in the weaving process, you made one house of this nafa. Tamad lomar, achat. Therefore, you could read it achat. So you have both, you're able to read the pasuk both achat, you mean the whole thing, and also me'achat, that you could have a portion of a thing. Seems like a contradiction in the pasuk. Haketzad, how you read the pasuk properly. Meaning you could be over by doing a portion of the malacha, but that portion that you did has to be something substantial by itself. That's the chiddush of me'achat. Meaning it has to be one, but not, you don't have to do the whole thing. Rather, either me'achat, even a portion of the one. Ketzat, and this is going to be now a chiyav chatat in the Torah. You don't have to do the whole thing. You don't have to write the whole shame of Shmuel or the whole shame of Shimon or Nachor. El chayev achi ketzat, enu chayev achi tov shem katam shem kadol. Even if you write a small word from the big word, Shem Mishimin, Umishmul, Noach Menachar, Dan Medaniel, Gad Megadil, you'll be Chayev. Tanakama. Let's get Tanakama straight now. We learn from the Isser of Achatat, Biasa Achat, Biasa Me'achat, that even if you write from, if you don't do the whole Malacha, but you write a substantial portion of it that could basically stand on its own, could be a name on its own, you'll be Chayev. Shita 1. Rebbe Yehuda. Oh man, now this is Rebbe Yehuda. We had Rebbe Yehuda in our Mishnah. Remember why we're bringing down the whole price. So Rebbe Yehuda said in our Mishnah, until you write two letters that are two different letters, right? That's what we had in the Mishnah. Rebbe Yehuda says, when are you going to be chayev by writing a small name if it's two different letters? Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, it's going to write a little different. Afilo katav el shtei otiot v'hem shem echad chayev. Even if you wrote two otio, two letters, and it's the same letter. Now, the example that the Tanakhama gave was Shem Mishimin or Shem Mishmol, two different letters. That's a shin and a mem. Noach Menachar, Dan Medaniel, these are all two different letters. Rabbi Yehuda now in the Brisa says, even if it's the same letter, Kagon Sheish, and Rashi, which the Rav read the Rashi yesterday, we don't have to read it again today, so we're just basically going over again what the Rav said. Sheish is a bigger word in this Hasbatsar. You could word if you write sheish from it. It's not a name, but it's a word that stands by itself. Tate is a word that stands by itself. Roar, these are all words that stand by itself. Gav, chach, all these are words that stand by itself. The same two letters. So clearly we have a problem between Rebbe Yehuda in our Mishnah and the Rebbe Yehuda in the Brisa. And the Gemara will be explaining the difference of it. But while we're on this, we're going to bring down other shitas on this Indian of writing on Shabbos. Again, we have Tanakama, which is a Shem Katan, the Shem Gadol. Rebbe Yehuda, any two letters that by itself is a substantial word, even if it's the same two letters. Omer Rebbe Yossi, and this is our Rebbe Yossi in the Mishnah. Vechi Mishum Kotevu Chayev. What, you even remember the Mishnah Machlokif between Tanakama and Rebbe Yehuda is in letters. Rebbe Yossi says, you don't even have to write a letter to be Machayev. Because he writes, he's chayev. The reason why you're chayev is because he made some identification mark that should show him what's going on. When they vote on the kfoshim in the Mishkan, why did they write it? Because you wanted to know which karish, which beam should be next to the other beam. That's why you're doing it. It's the Leida Ezehi Ben Zugo. In order to know which is its Ben Zugo, Lefichach, you don't even have to write. If it's going back to the Mishnah, that the Yitzhak should not be writing. Lefichach, Sorat Srita Akar Al Shnei Nisorim. If you make two scratches, if you make a scratch on two boards, in order to let you know which one should be together, that should be enough. That's what we learn up from the Mishnah. You don't even have to come on to letters. Certainly not two different letters, or Shem Shmuel, or Shtei Sritot on Nesechot, or two scratches on one board. Chayiv, you should be Chayiv. That's Rabbi Yossi's Shita. You don't even have to have letters. Rabbi Shimon, another Shita over here, and we're going to have to, the Gemara is going to ask you to notice that Rabbi Shimon is very similar to the Tanakama, Shem Shmuel, Shem Shimon. He's going to have the same limud, but a little bit differently. And the Gemara will explain it. This is the fourth shita now in the Mishnah, in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it says, Asa Achat, and he did one, the Asa Me'achat, but Asa Achat, the same drush that the Tanakhama had. And if you do one of the Averis to bring up a Chata. Yachalat Shiktov et Kolashim. Again, it says doing one. What is one? The whole piece. You might think that only until you write the whole name. Achir Kola Beged, until you weave the whole Beged. Achir Aseh et Kola Nafa, until you do the whole process of the Nafa. Talmud Lomer, you read it, Ne'achat. Ne'achat means a portion of it. In Ne'achat, if it's a portion, you might think even a non-substantial portion. Yachal Afil Lo Ketav Elo Rechad Afil Lo Rogat Elachut Echad Afil Lo Aseh Elo Beit Echad, something in Benafa, something very insignificant. Talmud Lomer, it has to be Achat, one. Has to be something of significance, but me'echad, even if it's a portion of it, long as it's by itself significant. Ha-ketzah. And now here's, he's going to be a little bit different than the Tanakhama, and the Gemara will explain exactly what the difference is. Ha-ketzah, einu chayev ad shiasa melacha shekiyotzi ba mitkayim. Until you do the melacha that within it, by itself, it stands on its own. Seems very similar to Tanakhama. If you notice again, Tanakhama, in the first line of our Amud over here, Tamar Lo Me'achad, HaKetzad, Eino Chai Vachi Yiktov, Shem Katim, Shem Gado, Shem Yishim, and Shem Yishmol. That's how Tanakhama learned it. Shem Katim, Shem Gado. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, HaKetzad, Eino Chai Vachi Yasem, Malach, Shekiyotzi Ba Mitkayim. If only if you write it by within itself, it will be Mitkayim. Okay, Gemara will explain exactly the difference. Rabbi Yossi Omer, this Rebbe already had Rebbe Yossi once, Rebbe Yossi again. V'yasa Achat, how does he torshna osa Achat? It says, V'yosa, if you look at the pasuk, it says, V'yasa me'achat mehena. He did one from these, from all the averot, all the possible things. Over here with Shabbos, one of the malachot. Again, the me'achat and mehena. Again, just like you could read Achat without the mem, you could read Hena without the mem. And that's how Rav Yossi is going to make his drush over here. Asa Echad, Yachol. Hold on. Rav Yossi Omer, V'yasa Echad, V'yasa Hena. Remember, the pasuk says, V'yasa Ne'echad, V'yasa Mehena, but the drush is you could read it without the mem. V'yasa Echad, V'yasa Hena. Pa'amim Shechayev Echad Al Kulam. There will be times that you'll be Chayev one Chata Al Kulam on all of the malachot you did, and I'll explain when is that case. And there'll be times when you'll be chayiv on every malacha that you do independently, even if it's even one act. Atkan, end of Brisa. There we have a Brisa. So again, the structure of the Gemara is, we started off from our Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda, and we made the understanding of Rebbe Yehuda that if you write two letters, and two different letters, you'd be chayiv. And we brought down a whole elaborate brisa, and in that brisa, we saw a sheet of Rebbe Yehuda. Even when you write two letters and it's the same letter, you'd be chayev. That's why we brought down the whole brisa. Of course, we have a lot of other material in the brisa that the Gemara is going to discuss. So the Mishnah of brisa goes, Kitani miya Rebbe Yehuda me'afil lo katav elish de'otiyot, ten she'en mechad chayev. Yet we see from the brisa, that we brought down in the Brayta, that Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you didn't write two letters, remember, lo ella is two negatives, makes a positive. So whenever you see the two negatives, even if you wrote shteyotiyot, tehin shem echad, the same letter, yechayev. Kasha, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Difference is, ha didei ha devavyeh. Even though we have two Rabbi Yehudas, one of them is the shita of his Rebbe, Rebbe Gamaliel, and one of them is his own shita. So he brought down one of the Mirim, it's brought down in his name, it's really his Rebbe's Shita. So there's no contradiction within Rebbe Yehuda, there's a machloket, for sure, but it's not a contradiction in Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya, how do we see this? We see it clearly in a Brisa. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Mishum Rebbe Gamaliel. He said the name of his Rebbe. Afilu lo katav ela beit otiyot v'nir shem echad chayev. This is the Shita in the Brisa. In the Brisa. That in the name of Rebbe, if you wrote two otiyot and it's the same letter, you're chayiv. Could go in sheish, tate, rar, gag, kach. Each one of these are a word that can be independently read on their own. And that's, by Rabbi Huda, maybe Shimon, give me a little look at that, a little bit of the other name, Shema Chadachai. Could go on that. Okay. So now we answer that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that it has to be two different letters, which is our Mishnah, and it's also Tana Kama and our Brisa. Okay? The second Shita in the Brisa where it says Rabbi Yehuda is really Rabbi Gamaliel's Shita, and it's no here in Rabbi Yehuda, it's just a different Shita. Let's catch up on the Rashis we didn't get yet. We were in the Rashis with the Rav on Shikiyotzi Bamit Kayemet, that this was Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa. Well, the Kama Pura Kayemet Tanakama. Later on, we're going to ask this is exactly Tanakama, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama. Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, okay? Rabbi Yotzi Omer, and Meforish from Mitzvah Kama. It's going to explain exactly what it is above. So we have this long Brisa. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, again, back in the Brisa, and we brought down Rabbi Shimon. If you look at Rabbi Shimon, let's just read what he said again. The end of Rabbi Shimon said that how are you going to be chayiv? Echad me'achad. Eino chayiv atchisem malacha kishiyotipa mitkayemet. That when you're only going to be chayiv when you do the malacha that's similar to it will stand on its own. Hayinu tanakama. This sounds like shame katan m'shem gadol. What's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda tanakama in the Right, let's get it clear. We're going to have to follow this in the Gemara.
Tanakama can't be Rabbi Yehuda because there's Rabbi Yehuda.
The Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa is Rabbi Gamaliel. That was clearly established in the Gemara. The Tanakama, I'll just keep it as Tanakama. But no, the Tanakama is really the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, and the Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa is Rabbi Gamaliel's Rabbi. We don't really need to know this anymore. We can just call it Rabbi Yehuda, or Tanakama that we're dealing with, but the Gemara already came clearly that Tanakama is really Shita Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Yehuda that's born in the Brisa is the Shita of his Rebbe.
So there's two Rebbe Yehudas in the Mishnah?
No, Rebbe Yehuda, yes. No, there's Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah. And Rebbe Yehuda in the Brisa is really Rebbe Gamaliel. Tanakama in the Brisa is Shita's Rebbe Yehuda.
So there's two Rebbe Yehudas in the Brisa?
Yes. One is him and one is his Rebbe. Okay. Tanakama said, Echad me'achad, it's a little confusing, it's not so bad over here. That what is it teaching us? Me'achad, that you have to write something substantial from the whole word. That's shem katim and shem gadol. Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying the same thing, says that the name has to be substantial, that on its own it can stand. What's the difference? The Gemara says, Vechitema. Now, whenever the Gemara says Vechitema, that's going to be a havamina that we're going to go away from. Techitema, you read it. And maybe you'll say the machloket is like this, and the Gemara will answer, it can't be. Ella, and Ella's always a rejection, and we'll give another thing. So, techitema, you might think the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is Aleph Aleph. And Aleph Aleph. Because we have a word in Yeshai that says, the Azrecha, that you shall gird yourself, or I will gird myself. It's a prophecy that Hashem is talking among the Goyim on how powerful Hashem is, and he will gird himself. So you might think that the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama is if you write an Aleph, Aleph. Because you have a word in the Torah, Yazrecha. Yeshai writing it. If you write just the Aleph, Aleph of Yazrecha, which would be Chai, it could be not. You might think that this is the Nafkamina. The Tanakama Sava Aleph Aleph Tiazrecha Lo Mechayev. This is not a shame katan of a shame gadol. Right? No one is called Aleph Aleph. So they can't be that. Rabbi Shimon Sava and Rabbi Shimon Sava, it has to be something that by itself will stand. Where does Aleph Aleph stand? He would Sava Tiatipikat Turiya. Nagal Turi Biyama. Since that in the Gal Tori, these are amulets that people write Aleph Aleph, and since it's something substantial that people do write in these amulets and it'll stand by itself, you'd be kind. Again, that's the difference. Tanakama holds it has to be Shem Katan from Shem Gadol. No one's called Aleph Aleph. Rabbi Shimon says it has to be something that by itself is substantial. Aleph Aleph is substantial in the writings of the amulets. You'd be kind. That's what you might think. Vashi. Vechitema, Aleph Aleph the Azrecha. Shem Shtei Otiot Meteva Gidola. It's two letters from a bigger word. But you don't find this word in all of the Torah. So Tanakhama would certainly say that that's no good. But Rabbi Shimon, since he doesn't say it has to be found in the mikvah, it has to be something that's substantial by itself, gave his Yantipikal Turia Kamiot. You find it in the writings of the Kamiot. Now, I'll actually bring down an interesting piece of information over here. I guess this is what the Kalturia actually is. We don't write the word Kamiot, he's writing Kalturia. The Ketavim Shel Mikshafot, the writings of witches, the Shel Shemot, certain writings of names. Korim Beloshin Latin, brings down Latin Shel Minim, this is the language Latin of the Minim, the Apikorsim, Glotros, they're called Glotros. Begilim Sofim Liktov Behem Tevot Shel Shtei Otiot, it's common that their writers write Shtei Tevot or Shtei Otiot, like Aleph Aleph. And you don't find this teva anywhere else, so you find this concept of writing an aleph aleph. So that would be a possible nafka mina between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. You might have thought, remember, the Gemara started off with a key tema. Whenever you have a key tema, it's a hava mina, we go away from it. You might have thought that the difference between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon would be the aleph aleph. Tanakam certainly wouldn't hold of it, Rabbi Shimon would hold of it. But according to that, what do you have? That Rabbi Shimon is much more stricter opinion than Tanakhama. Tanakhama would hold that Aleph Aleph would not be good, and you would not be chayiv. Comes Rabbi Shimon, becoming lechumah, that even Aleph Aleph would be chayiv. And that's a problem. Lameima to Rabbi Shimon lechumah. You're coming to tell me that that Rabbi Shimon is more machmir than Tanakhama? Cannot be. And we'll bring down a brisa that shows that Rabbi Shimon is mekel. Therefore, the difference between them and the Aleph Aleph cannot be, because you can't have Rabbi Shimon being more machmir than the Tanakhama. For Hatanya, we have a brisa that's going to show that Rabbi Shimon is much more makel to be over a chatan on Shabbos, not more makel. Sorry, not more machmir. Hakodeya kol shuru chayev. If someone drills even a little bit and he doesn't go completely through the board, he's chayev. Hamigar, if he scrapes kol shuru, he's going to be chayev. Hama'abe koshu, doing some kind of ibud, tanning process, koshu is chayav. Hatzor b'kli tzora koshu, if he's drawing any amount of design on a kli, chayav, Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Ad shikadeach et kulo, until you do the whole malacha. Ad shiigwa et kulo, until you do the full scraping. Ad shiibud et kulo, until you do all of it. Ad shiatzor kulo. Rabbi Shimon holds, you have to do a whole malacha in order to be chayav, not even a portion of it. Oh, we have an obvious question. Because Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa brought down fiasa achad, me'echad, even if you're over a portion of it. Right now we're just, in the Braisa we see clearly that Rabbi Shimon cannot be more machmir than Tanakhama. He's a very mekel shita. Rabbi Shimon is mekel, not machmir. But we have a kasha. He says only if you do all the malacha. What about me'achad? We already learned that me'achad, even if you do a substantial part of the whole malacha, should be chayiv, and yet the Braisa says only if you do all of it. Rabbi Shimon, hi ati liyashminan, achikto v'tshem kulo. You're not going to be chayiv according to Rabbi Shimon until you write the whole name. All of Shmuel, all of Shimon, all of Daniel. Oh, how could you say that? Umi matziram ahachi? Can you really say that in Rabbi Shimon? For Hatanya, a brisa that we just had before, Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'yase achad, if you do one of it, yachalat shiktov et shem kulo. You might have thought if you write the whole name, tamud lomer mi achad, even if you write a portion of the name. Rabbi Shimon holds to that. So we just came forth. We want to understand the machlok Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. So we wanted to say that maybe Rabbi Shimon is more machmir than Tanakhama, than even aleph aleph. We says it can't be, because we have a brisa that Tanakhama holds that when you do even a portion of the malacha, you'd be chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says you have to do the whole malacha to be chayiv. You have to write the whole word to be mechayiv. None of this shame is Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon. But our brisa above is a stira. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that even if you write a portion of the word, you'd be chayiv. Problem in Shita's Rabbi Shimon. There's a bona fide stira in Rabbi Shimon. Because over here we have a brisa that you have to write the whole word to be chayiv. That Rabbi Shimon's meiko. Our brisa above says even a portion of the word, me'achad, from the word. Torah Tzvi Mahachi is the answer. You have to reread the Brayta, the first Brayta. That's what Torah Tzvi Mahachi. Be mitoritz and say the Brayta, the first Brayta. It's going to be like this. Yachal Achitov et haposik kulo. Remember, we read it first in the Brayta, Rabbi Shimon, until you read the word, me'achad, even part of the word which can stand on its own. Don't read word, read the posik. Rabbi Shimon, who's the most makel shita, says, Achitov et haposik kulo. You might have thought if you're planning on writing a whole posik, until you write the whole posik, you'd be chayav. Tamid lomer, me'achad, even if you write part of the posik. One full word, you'd be chayv. And there's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Tana Kama. But Tana Kama holds even a shem katan mishem kadol, shem mishmul. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. How do you understand it? The whole pasuk, one word from the pasuk. You will not be chayv until you write one word from the whole pasuk. So he does not hold of this shem mishmul. Okay. Let's just finish reading off the price of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, this is the last part of the Thrysa. Rashi, up until here. Hamikare, someone who scrapes. Klonosos, these are poles. Or Klapim, the Havia told it the Mamachik. Someone in the Thrysa that we said, someone who's scraping these poles, I guess, to make them sharp, to put them up as a fence or something. These are the Tolda of Mamachik. That's what Rashi writes. Others hold that this is not Mamachik. If you have poles outside and you're smoothing it down in order to make it sharp or something, it's mechatech. It's cutting something into size. Over here, Rashi says mechatech. This is actually machloket we had earlier, and when we had the sugya of lamed and malachot. Same machloket over here. Is it mechatech or mechatech? Hakoteh kol shehu. Tana Kama says even if you drill a small amount of a hole. A small part of the nekav. If you have a piece of law of OVIH, even though it doesn't go through the whole piece of wood, the road in order that you can see through it, you'd be chayav. Kol shehu min atzor, even a small amount of a drawing. Rabbi Shimon holds et kulo. Kol mash nitkavin ligvar, until you finish all that you planned on scraping or the abed or doing the ibud on mitchila bebatachad, from the, in the whole process. Kol Hashem, kol Ateva. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, in our price, let's finish off this to the two dots, and then we'll just discuss a little bit what's going on in the price itself. Rabbi Yossi, the last part of the price, Omer, it says, V'yasa Achad, V'yasa Hena. Remember, he's leaving out the mems, there's different ways of understanding it. I mean, sometimes Shechayv Achad al Kulam. Sometimes you be Chayiv one Chata on everything that you do. Sometimes you'll be chayv on each one of them. Omer Rabbi Yossi Bar, Rabbi Chanina. My time is Rabbi Yossi. How do you understand Rabbi Yossi over here? Achad, me'achad. You have the word achad, you could read by itself. You could read the word me'achad by itself. You have hena, you have mehena. There's a lot of room to darshan with over here now. Mehena. Achad, shehi hena. One that is of those. Hena, those, shehi achad. And those, plural, that is one. Echad, one, Shimon. Me echad, shemi Shimon. One would be Shimon. Me echad would be shemi Shimon, just like we learned above. Hena is the avos, being over one of the avos. Mehena would be the toldos, being over the toldos. He's darshening out thoroughly this hena, echad, hena. Echad one shehi hena, and this is the brisa now. What does it mean to be over one? And it was many, meaning he's only going to be over one chata, even though it's many. Zodon Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos, and on purpose he's being over Shabbos. Tishkaga malacha, but he didn't realize they were aser. That's one that he's going to be over many.
So why is he?
He was Michal Shabbos on purpose. He says, I know it's Shabbos. I don't care. I'm going to do whatever I want. And he didn't know that turning on lights was awesome. And he didn't know that digging all was awesome. He's going to be kind on all of them. Hena, those she achat. He did a lot. That's only going to be one. What is that? That's Shikrat Shabbos. He forgot it was Shabbos. Fizodul Malacha, but he knew what he was doing is wrong. He knows you can't dig a hole. He knows you can't wash because even all these things. So he made one mistake. He did many, but there's one mistake. Is the Shigas Shabbos. That's one. Okay. I basically explained the Rashi's outside. Rashi goes to great length over here, so I'm going to more intonate than read every Rashi in words in order to preserve time over here. My time with Rabbi Yossi, Heche Darish Leh, how did he darish in that you could be by doing one, which is many, that's being over Shabbos on purpose, which could be many, and there's the many that's one, which means that he did a lot of malachot, but he just made a mistake on Shabbos. Echad mi echad, echad, habile li miktav lishtov because of men yitera. The mem is extra. Umehena yitera, also mehena is yitera. Hena, mehena, the hey, the mem. Hena mi hema, habile li miktav. You could just write hena. Because of mehena, mem yitera. Gives us room to darshan from. Ume echad yitera. We can darshan everything over here. As you know, that's why it's right. The darshan. This is how it was darshan, as we read in the Gemara. Echad heina below mem. Hachi achad shehi heina, heina shehi achad. Letrei gavni. There's two understandings over here. Ikhle midrash. Shmatino hu viyasa avera echad. If he does one avera, he lo heina, it ends up being a many. Chayiv chatorabe. You're going to have one. What was the one avera he did over there? He did Shabbos. He was Zodom with Shabbos. Inami viyasa echad asiatam. Choshuv. Choshuv lo. Kechad afa pishe heina. Hayu Mashmasharbi Averasa Fedo Heshi Echad Hilkat Tortayo Darish Bay Pamim Shehi Kane or Pamim Shehi Kane Kitim first the common like we explained over there. Echad Mishimon. The word Achad means Shimon. Klomat Darish Mem Yeteri, you have the extra mem. Achad Avi Mashma de Enukhaib Achiktov Kolateva Shit Kadimitov. We might think that it would be until you write the whole letter. Me Echad, it's Shem Shimon. Kat of Me Echad Lamema de Afilu Kat of Ela Mitzasa. As long as it lasts by itself. Okay. There's our Brisa. Two pieces that we just have to understand on the Brisa. Rabbi Yossi, the big problem that's going on over here that we have to understand. The Brisa is saying Echad Me Echad, Shem Meshimin, or two letters that have to stand on its own. What about two arbitrary letters? Are you going to be over on Shabbos? Of course you are. If you look at the Mishnah, the very first din of the Mishnah, Hakosech Shtei Otyot Vehe Bebe Yemina. Baby smaller, bein mishem echad, bein mishem shemot. If you write any two arbitrary letters, a Mishnah says you're chayiv. So what is this whole price of doing here? The Bekasha over here. How do we understand everything we're doing over here? Has to be a shame that's mitkayim on its own. Has to be a shame katan mishem gadol. Everybody going on echad me echad, while the din seems poshut in the Mishnah, that you're going to be chayiv on that aleph aleph. You're going to be chayiv on a bait bait, even though it's no words. As long as you write two words over here. It's a fundamental problem with the whole Gemara. What is the Gemara doing over here? Baruch Hashem, it's the bare halacha. Even though the Shulchan Aruch is very, very mekatzer, and the halacha is of Ksiva, it doesn't even have its own siman. It's stuck in, you know, like at the end in Shemem. We have a whole bunch of halachas you write it in. The bare halachas are very at a richas over here, and he brings it down over here, and he explains the whole Gemara. Beautiful understanding of the Gemara. If you write two arbitrary letters, and you were mekaving to write these two letters, base, base, you're going to be chayiv. What's all our Gemara talking about? It's a chiddush that you were mekaving to write a large letter, Shimon, and you only wrote Shem from the Shimon. In that area, since you wrote something that's mekaim, in that case, where you tried to write something large and you wrote something small, that has to be something of worth. But if you have a word, a long word you're writing, and the first two letters, you're writing Shulchan, and the first two letters is a Shin Lamed, it's Shel, but let's say Shel doesn't have it. It's two arbitrary letters. Shin Vav, thank you, which means nothing, you will not be Chayav. So two letters that you write, and you're Mekavim to write the two letters, I don't care if it's Mekavim on its own, I don't care what it is, you're Mekavim to write two letters, you're going to be Chayav. If you're writing a large word, and the first two letters has no arbitrary meaning, you will not be over those two letters. That's what this whole price is doing. If you're writing a large word, and this you write two words of the large word, like Shem Mishima, you're going to be Chayiv. That's what it is.
Because he had Kavara to write that anyway.
Beautiful. Yeah.
No, because...
No, that's the Chiddush of Me'achad. Even if you weren't Mekavim to write the word Shem, you were Mekavim to write the word Shimon.
No, the word Me'achad teaches us. But Shinmen is Nichalei because it's part of Shimon. So when you're going
to
write
He had
Shimon,
no Kavana to write Shinmen. He had Kavana to write Shmuel.
Of course he had Kavana to write
Shmuel. No, you had Kavana to write Shmuel, not to write like Shem.
Right. But so since in order to Shem, get Shmuel, you have to write Shinmen. So since Shinmen is Omer Bifnei Atzmo...
Even though he had no Kavana. This is a huge Chiddush. It's not a Machlokah Machshavos. He had no plans on writing the name Shem. He meant by writing Shimon, but the Chiddush of Me'achad, a Gezerah Kosov, that even if you write something substantial, even though you didn't want it, you had no makshava to write the word.
You did want it, you didn't want it for itself.
Right, I wanted the word Shin Vav and Shulchan, so, but I'm not going to be Chayiv.
Right, because it's not Omer Bifnei Atzmo.
That's right, that's the Chiddush of our Braisa. Beautiful. Just one, I'm not going to go into it, okay. So we said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Matinu, Shem Katan Mishem Katan. This is a question, should have been bothered everybody. Shem Nishimon, the name Shem is a Mem Sofit. Yeah, so we're going to be over here. This is the question of the Gemara. When I'm writing Shin Mem, that's not a Mem Sofit. So I wrote Shin Mem, that's not the name Shem over here. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Matinu, Shem Katan Mishem Katan. Meet Dami. Is it really comparable over here? Mem the Shem Sotum. It's closed. It's a closed mem. It's a mem sofi. Mem de shimen patuah. It's open. Omer Reb Chisda zoter merit sotu v'yasa patuah kosher. Reb Chisda says a big chiddush. Zoter merit. This tells us a halacha that in writing, l'chora, even a sefer Torah, Rashi just said it's going to bring down tefillin and mezuzah. When you're writing and you're supposed to write, if you write, you're supposed to write a mem sofi. And he writes a mem, a regular mem, it's kosher. It's kosher. How could you say that? Nesve. We're going to have a brisa. Now, this brisa, until the end of Kuf Dalet, Amid Beit, is not Hilchos Shabbos anymore. This is Hilchos Stam, and a beautiful agada on the Aleph base, understanding Osios. We're just now in Osios. Umi Dami. Is it really that you can do it? Meisir, we're going to bring down a brisa on proper writing stam. The stam means sefer Torah, tefillin, umezuzah. That's when we say a stam. Uketavtem, the word says uketavtem. Where does it say the word? In Kriya Shema. Uketavtem, right? What does it mean, uketavtem? Shetihi ketiva tam uketav, right? Tam. Perfect. In its place. She ketiva tama, that your writing has to be clear and perfect. Shelo yitov alefim ayin. Don't write your alefs ayins. Your ayins alefim. Beitim kafim. Kafim beitim. Don't mix up these letters over here. Gimim tzadim tzadim gimim. We're going to discuss it tomorrow exactly in the Rashi over here. What is the problem with mixing up? Just real quickly on Rashi. Mi dame yizetch nitkavim liktov shem yishimim. Is it really the person who's trying to write? How could you say that the Shem, the Shem Mem, can be Mekayim in another place? No one writes his name Shem with a Mem. He writes with a Shem Mem Sofit. Uktav Tav, Rashi says, Tefillin u'mezuzah. We're talking about Tefillin and Mezuzah. The truth is, a lot of Rishonim bring down Sefer Torah over here. That this whole thing is Ketav Tam, which is halacha, that your writing has to be clear in a Sefer Torah. For those who lame, they notice when they see a letter that they can't read straight, the Aleph looks like an I, the Gimel looks like a Tzad, all these things. What does he do to know if it's clear writing or not? What do you do? Shalas Tino. You go to a kid who can't read the word, who won't be
influenced,
thank you. By reading the whole word, he reads one letter, he'll tell you if it's a pei or a kaf, or if it's a mem, sofit, or a sound. You bring it for between a kan, he says, oh, that's a mem, that's enough. That would be ketiva tama. Rashi says again, tefillin and mezuzah, the halacha is also sefer Torah. They bring down, there's a whole bunch written on this Rashi, why he just says tefillin and mezuzah.